Get approaches. Someone asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as to which sadaqah was most rewarding. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, when at the time of giving sadaqah you are in good health, you want to have more wealth, you fear becoming poor and have a strong wish to become rich, this is the opportunity. Do not delay it till the last moment of your life and then say so much to so and so and so much to that masjid and so much and that such and such to that madrasa, because now the wealth already belongs to so-and-so, that is to the heirs. Note, the fact is that the heir now has a share in the wealth. The dying person can only give a sadaqah one-third of his wealth. Another hadith sharif says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, man keeps saying, my wealth. In fact, his wealth is confined to three things only, that which he has eaten, that which he has worn, and that which he has given a sadaqah and deposited in Allah's treasury. Whatever is left over, he is leaving it for other people. Another hadith sharif says, it is better for a man to give 1 dirham as sadaqah early in his lifetime than to give 100 dirhams at the time of his death. Anything given away on the deathbed is actually giving from somebody else's wealth, because the dying man has to leave everything behind. Another hadith sharif says that anyone who gives sadaqah at the time of death is like a man who, after eating to his full, gives a leftover food as a present to someone. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has repeatedly said that the proper time of giving sadaqah is when a person is healthy and fit. That is the time to control his desires. This does not mean that sadaqah at the time of death has no value. It does earn rewards which is reserved for the akhirah. But it does not bring the same reward as that for giving sadaqah at the time of one's needs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ كتب عليكم إذا حضر أحدكم الموت إن ترك خيرا الوصية للوالدين والأقربين بالمعروف حقا على المتقين. It is prescribed for you that when one of you is close to death and leaves behind wealth, he should make a will in a known manner for his parents and other relatives. All those who fear Allah will do this as their duty. This duty was given in the early days of Islam. Later, when the detailed laws of inheritance were revealed, the order of making out a will for those relatives whose shares had been fixed in Sharia was cancelled. The order of making out a will, a bequest, up to one-third of the wealth, applied to all relatives who will not inherit. Allah Ta'ala give us all.